This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, well, Bernie Sanders has actually decided to stick around with us here. Now, I'll tell you that in the break, like a good socialist, like a good Democrat socialist, Bernie Sanders decided to insult my mother and then my family. So not shocking at that rhetoric from Bernie Sanders, insulting my family there in the middle of the break. But he wanted to come back on. So Bernie, I'm just curious. You supported Black Lives Matter. You supported them after even the cop killings. And you praise them. So I'm just curious, Bernie, do you want more dead cops?
First of all, shut your dirty Christian mouth, okay? I'm going to tell you something right now. The word mother, the word father is being removed in Canada, Europe, and here. It's a hateful word. It's a hateful, evil word. And we're teaching the children now in sex education nationwide how being heterosexual is bad. And I agree with that whole agenda, and I think that's a good thing. Now, actually, again, saw an article in the Philadelphia newspaper just a few days ago celebrating that. I heard Alex Jones is going to be covering a little bit later. But first, I want to explain something to me, you little rat, you little slave. Black Lives Matter is revolutionary, standing up against the oppression of the ruling class. And just like CNN said, that if somebody, a cop kills somebody questionably in one part of the country, and then officers get shot in another part who are totally innocent, well, they're not innocent. And that's not an outrageous message. That's officially what we in the Socialist Party are saying to you right now. Oh, and just get ready for it. Get ready for it. As soon as we get your guns, we're going to have our way with you.
Oh, you're going to come for the guns, Bernie? That's your first plan, and then you're going to take...
We always come for the guns. Then offshore banks suck the country dry.
But Bernie, didn't Hitler come for the guns, Bernie? I mean, didn't Hitler come for the guns and then your Jewish ancestors?
You are a Nazi, okay? All Christians, all conservatives are Nazis. That is the official policy of my King Soros and my other king, my good friend, the king of the child lovers, I mean NAMBLA, the world chairman of NAMBLA, Pope Francis, the king of the pedophiles, his deputy pope in jail, his other top pope head caught and indicted. It's a good thing here, I'm sorry, I'm getting my normal gangster accent right now. As I was saying, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. And you're going to find out about that real soon.
But Bernie, don't you realize that all of your hateful rhetoric and your refusal to stand up to Hillary Clinton stealing the election from you, don't you realize that that's made you very unpopular and all your supporters have turned their back on you? Do you even care?
Socialism works 100% of the time. So does communism. It's great. The problem is it can't work when there's still any racism going on. You need to let us, the big mega banks, run and rule everything, and then we will take really good care of you. It's totally normal that the Fortune 100 big banks and big tech give almost 100% Democrat money and have been tax exempt. They know how to run the slaves. I mean the downtrodden people that we're going to save from America. We're going to be just like Venezuela. We're going to be just like other areas. And this is all part of the larger plan. This is what we do. And Jeffrey Epstein and my other good friends over there, we all know the best for you and your children. So just let the Democratic Party take control of your children and let Hillary take control. What a beautiful angel she is. And everything's going to be all right, Owen. Owen, just let me run things. Can you look at me, Owen? Can you look at me? I will run things now. Is that clear? Now, say to me, the Cookie Monster. I am the Cookie Monster. I am Bernie Sanders. You will die. You will give everything to me.
No, I don't think so, Bernie. I think that people like you are going to jail, Bernie.
We will break your will.
No, Bernie. Your wife is being investigated by the FBI right now, Bernie.
No InfoWars.
No. Venezuela, communism is collapsing, Bernie.
They are not going to contribute. They are not going to buy the products. I guarantee it. Or the
no, no.
From Bernie Sanders, if you buy any products...
They can't even get a comb for a nickel in Venezuela, Bernie.
You are a sexist. You are a homophobe.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this June 5th, 2018 edition. Got a host of issues to get into. Some positive news, in fact, a lot of positive news today. Starting off with one of the top headlines on Infowars.com right now. Poll. Double the amount of Americans think young black people doing better under Trump than Obama. That's right. Donald Trump is proving once again to be a very, very bad racist indeed. This is a new poll out of Rasmussen, and it's found that double the number of Americans think that young black people are doing better under Trump than they did under Obama. Now, if you look at these figures, it's pretty interesting because while 36% still say that life for young black people in America is worse, 32% said that it's got better under Trump compared to Obama. Now, you look at Obama's figures. Compare this to Obama's figures from March 2014, where just 16% of Americans said that life had gotten better for young blacks under Obama. And by July 2016, this number had slumped to just 13%. So it was less than half under the Obama administration compared to the Trump administration that thought young black people in America were doing well. Now, people are going to look at these figures and say, oh, this is just racist, bigoted Trump voters saying that life is better for black people. How would they know? Well, no, that's not the case, because as Rasmussen reports, even black voters are nearly twice as likely, 28%, to say young black Americans are better off now than they were in the closing year of Obama's presidency, which was 15%. So no, it's not just Trump voters who are skewing these polls. Almost double the number of black voters say the exact same thing, that life has gotten better for young black people in Trump's America, Trump the bigoted racist America, compared to Obama's America. Now, it's not really a big surprise, is it, given the economic numbers, given the black unemployment numbers. Now, of course, this is made even more impressive by the fact that, as we know, the mainstream media has been attempting to smear Trump as a racist bigot for the best part of the last 2 years. The Trump derangement syndrome has run rampant, even though Trump was largely seen before he ran as a Republican as very beneficial towards the black community, did a lot of charity work. He was even name-dropped in numerous rap songs by numerous hip-hop artists. He was seen as a friend to the black community before he ran as a Republican, and then he's a bigoted racist. He's literally Hitler. So again, we have this situation where, you know, Obama was brought in. He was heralded as the leader of a new era of positive race relations. And yet, what was going on when he left office and in the year before he left office? We had the riots in Ferguson, we had the riots in Baltimore, we had the emergence of a Black Lives Matter movement that chanted for dead cops, that soured race relations across the board, that anointed as its hero, let's not forget, an actual cop killer Assata Shakur, who was on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list. So that was Obama's accomplishment. Unfulfilled promises. Trump came in, he offered, and he delivered on his promise, which was, of course, mainly the jobs issue. As we saw last week, there is the Assata Shakur, who is still, by the way, a fugitive. They're still hunting for her. I think she was in exile in Cuba the last time anyone heard of her. Literally involved in murdering police officers, and that's who Black Lives Matter leaders invoke and worship at every single event. That's the great soothing race relations that Obama brought to America. Now, because last week we found out that black unemployment hit its lowest level since the government started to record the data in 1972. That black unemployment level now stands at just 5.9%. So again, Donald Trump is proving to be a very, very poor racist. In fact, we just had news about 10 minutes ago, which I tweeted. Breaking, noted racist Donald Trump to consider pardoning black woman Alice Marie Johnson, who was jailed for life for a first-time drug offense. Of course, this came as a result of the meeting with Kim Kardashian. Now Trump is considering pardoning Alice Marie Johnson. Remember, there was the famous boxer a couple of weeks ago that he also pardoned, again, another African-American. So, again, Donald Trump not performing too well in terms of being a racist. Of course, we had his meeting with Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk just about a week ago, following Kanye West's public praise for the pro-Trump activist. And again, what did the polls show after that? We had the report last month. Support for Trump amongst black males. In the week after Kanye West praised Candace Owens, doubled. It doubled. How big is that going to be as we approach 2020 with Trump going for re-election? Absolutely massive. And if these unemployment levels can remain as low or even lower as they've ever been, Trump is going to pick up more support amongst African Americans. Of course, he's never going to pick up anywhere near a majority of support, because they're on the plantation and very much kept there, which is why they fear Candace Owens so much. In fact, today she tweeted that she's probably thinking about running for political office somewhere in the not-too-distant future, and that is going to absolutely terrify them, because as the polls proved, this is actually getting through to black people, specifically getting through to young black people. And now we see across the board, across America, And amongst the African-American community, they see life as being better for their community under Trump compared to under Obama, in numbers that are basically doubled. That is huge. That is massive as we head towards these midterms. Now, this is not in a vacuum. Let's not forget. Given their obsession with identity politics, the Democrats of the left thought they would recover from the 2016 election. They haven't. Millennial support for Democrats is down 9 percentage points since 2016. They haven't picked up anything, and in fact, they've lost. They've lost their advantage in terms of the midterms. Remember, back in December, what was it? They had a 13-point lead on Republicans. Now you see Democrats losing support of millennials. We had, obviously, Owen earlier talking about Mad Maxine Waters and her handful of millennials that showed up for her event, which is specifically tailored for millennials. They had 10 people in that category show up. So their message just does not resonate. They were 13 points ahead. Who's talking about a blue wave now? Who's talking about a blue wave? Nobody. It's collapsed. Latest polls show the race for Congress is within the margin of error. And it's no doubt partly because of black Americans, their lives have immeasurably improved, as have the lives of many, because of the economic numbers under Donald Trump. So this is going to be huge going forward. And what do the media have in response? Again, every single day, oh, the White House is in a constitutional crisis. It's either that or it's some bizarre obsessive distraction. Like now we have Melania Trump. She has a serious kidney operation, which other people have commented who've had similar operations. It's put them out of action for 2 months. She's been gone, what, about 3 weeks? I mean, she's appeared in public days ago, But now she's been gone from, you know, public events where she's on camera for about 3 weeks. They've woven conspiracy theories about her, about Donald Trump, like, being in a fight with her or her leaving the country. It's absolutely insane. Remember, these are the same people who said that we, in the case of CNN's Brian Stelter, were reckless conspiracy theorists because we pointed at Hillary Clinton as she coughed and stumbled her way through the campaign trail and said, maybe there's something wrong with her. Maybe she has some kind of health issue. We were reckless conspiracy theorists for doing that. Now Melania Trump has a serious kidney operation. She rests up for a couple of weeks. She's back in public life, basically, now. But they're still on with this crazy conspiracy theory that she's invisible, she's disappeared, or that Donald Trump got in a physical fist fight with her. We're conspiracy theorists, we're reckless for doing that with Hillary with actual evidence. When Melania has a serious kidney operation, oh, that's serious journalism to frame it, to talk about it in that context. Absolutely incredible double standards. We'll be back on the other side to talk about it more. This is the AlexWars.com. Be back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, talking about positive news today, because I've just spoke about the poll where double the amount of Americans think that young black people in America are doing better under Trump than under Obama. We also have positive news out of Italy, which has the globalists very concerned indeed. We're going to go to that clip here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about the Memorial Day blowout special, which we're still running at InfoWarsStore.com. This is free shipping and up to 50% off your favorite products. Now, again, I've spoken about this on many previous occasions. We're not subject to the kind of boycott campaigns that hit, that impact other big conservative news outlets like Breitbart or Fox News, for example. We're not subject to that. We're not vulnerable to that because all our products are, of course, sold in-house. We're only reliant, we're only dependent on you, the listener, the viewer, which is why we really appreciate you getting these products to fund this network. Now, again, we're continuing the specials from Memorial Day, where we dropped the prices to unprecedented levels on new and old favorite products. Now's the time to take advantage. You get free shipping with all of these products and 50, that's a massive 50% off. Specials include BrainForce Plus, 50% off with free shipping. The Real Red Pill Plus, also 50% off with free shipping. Silver Bullet is available at 50% off, as is Alpha Power, DNA Force Plus, all the Flora Life products, and the InfoWars Life Select 1 year, 6 month, 3 month food supply. Again, 50% off. That is absolutely huge. You can get a 1 year food supply for half off. That is massive. Now is the time to stock up on that. Also, Immune Wall and Pollen Block, both 50% off. Again, everything with free shipping. It is the Memorial Day blowout special, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's go to this video. This is the truth about Italy. This went up last night. Absolutely monumental developments in Europe. Barely anyone's talking about this because basically they don't want to. They're absolutely terrified of this populist wave sweeping the continent and where it could head next. Here is the truth about Italy. In case you missed it, a political earthquake just hit Europe. An event that has the global elite truly terrified. In the most momentous challenge to the status quo in generations, Italy formed a populist government. Why does that matter? Because Italy's ruling populist left-right coalition is both anti-mass migration and Eurosceptic. If Italy's grand experiment succeeds, it serves as a template for the rest of Europe and a harbinger of doom for the survival of the European Union. If you doubt that, then just look at how EU Commissioner Gunther Oettinger reacted to the election, saying, quote, "The markets will teach Italians to vote for the right thing." In other words, technocrats will punish you for exercising your democratic choice. An astounding level of arrogance, but one that we've come to expect from the EU. But worse than this, the globalists actually attempted to install a former IMF director and Europhile as prime minister, completely overriding the will of the people who voted for the exact opposite. They've got the nerve to call Viktor Orban an autocrat,
when he was democratically elected in a fair fight, while literally attempting to institute a bloodless coup to overturn the results of a national election. Juncker has the nerve to tell Italians to work harder and stop blaming the EU for its problems, when Italy's economic problems only began after they joined the Eurozone. Before that, they were a powerhouse. If you doubt how much Italy's populist coalition threatens the European elite, just look at how two of its preeminent propaganda organs, the Financial Times and Der Spiegel, referred to what happened. The FT called the democratically elected coalition barbarians, while Der Spiegel said, quote, Italy is destroying itself and dragging down Europe with it. Look at how George Soros reacted, spewing evidence-free conspiracy theories about Matteo Salvini being a puppet of Putin. Suffice to say, those globalist tears taste extra salty right now. While the new left-right coalition has numerous populist planks, the most important of which is undoubtedly its vehement opposition to mass immigration. League leader and Interior Minister Salvini has vowed to deport 500,000 illegal migrants. Salvini had a message for illegals during a rally on Sunday when he told them, quote, "The free ride is over, it's time to pack your bags." The incentive for migrants to reach Italy via the Mediterranean route, a suicidal venture promoted by Soros-backed NGOs and the European Union, will be eliminated. Instead of providing a taxi service for economic migrants falsely labelled refugees, Italy will crack down on criminal people smugglers and turn the boats back. Luigi Di Maio, leader of the Five Star Movement, has also suggested that GDP will no longer be seen as the primary indicator of economic growth. This represents a wholesale rejection of neoliberalism and a return to a kind of localist, high Tory-style protectionist view that rampant capitalism and corporatism has massively eroded communities and culture. This idea that monopoly capitalism has in fact harmed social cohesion, diluted and vulgarized culture, and corroded morality is one now taking root amongst increasing numbers of thinkers and influencers on the new right. Meanwhile, the League's Lorenzo Fontana, now Minister for Families, has even suggested that abortion and the promotion of gay marriage is part of a globalist plot to, quote, erase our people. The new government plans to address Italy's plummeting birth rate by boosting welfare for mothers and providing free childcare facilities. By upholding the country's Catholic identity and proposing to register and monitor mosques, the populist coalition is also showing its intention to reassert Italy's Christian heritage. Putting itself at loggerheads with the Pope, who has embraced a wishy-washy internationalist view of Islam, completely at odds with the fact that Islamism is an invasive, aggressive doctrine that threatens the very survival of Europe as we know it. The coalition also wants to end sanctions on Russia and work with Moscow on combating the common threat of Islamic terrorism, a vital policy that Trump attempted to pursue in America before he was hamstrung by relentless hysterical outbursts over Russian collusion. Italy's populist coalition has embarked on a policy program that every other European country should be looking to mirror. The global elite will now attempt to portray everything that happens in the country as a manifestation of chaos and instability. In reality, the only chaos and instability is that which is currently consuming the dictatorial, arrogant, corrupt European Union as voters across the continent reject its arcane, discredited, Byzantine tyranny. Italy has said no to mass immigration, no to the EU, no to the erosion of its cultural birthright. And starting with Sweden in September, we can now truly begin to hope that the rest of Europe will follow the same course.
That is the truth about Italy. Absolutely monumental developments in Europe. And after the break, we're going to tell you how the Bilderberg globalists are reacting to this as they prepare to meet in, you guessed it, Italy. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
The scientists at Infowars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Now, this election in Italy should be one of the biggest stories on the planet. We're talking about the first populist government in Europe for generations. This is absolutely huge. And let's not forget what they tried to do last week. Imagine for a second if, you know, Donald Trump had won the election, which he did, and then the Electoral College said, oh, by the way, we're not going to let Donald Trump take his position in the Oval Office. We're going to give it to Hillary Clinton instead. Sorry, your votes mean absolutely nothing. That's literally what they tried to do in Italy. They tried to install this technocrat who was a former IMF official, a Europhile, until they had another election. The two winning parties who were still arguing over how to form a coalition didn't want that to happen. The Italian people didn't want it to happen, but the technocratic government simply said, oh, we're going to do it anyway. Thankfully, it didn't work. I imagine they would have been have riots on the streets if they'd have tried to pull it off. But now we have an agreement. We have a platform, a policy platform, which, as I said in that video, should be mirrored across the rest of the continent. And we have the globalists running scared. Drudge Report linked to this earlier. It is up on Infowars.com. Bilderberg globalists concerned about populist uprising in Europe. Don't take my word for it. Go and look at their agenda. It's number one on the list. The annual elitist confab is set to meet this week in Turin, which is an appropriate venue given that Italy has just elected an anti-mass migration Eurosceptic coalition government. Let's not forget, the promise made by Salvini is to deport, not only to stop migrants coming in, economic migrants who aren't real refugees, but to deport 500,000 illegal aliens already in Italy. That is an absolutely huge number, but he's promised to do it. Meanwhile, we have the EU, we have the globalists, trying to punish all these different European countries by forcing them to take migrants when they don't want to. Italy has said no, Italy has rejected it, and now the Bilderberg globalists are not happy. What are they going to do about it? Well, what did they do about Brexit? Nothing, apart from try to derail it after it was already voted for, which is exactly what they're going to do, try and do again. Now, the list for the Bilderberg Group annual confab has been released. It has several high-profile individuals on it, has all the usual people that you would expect, but it's their agenda that's key because, again, this is always vague, it's always non-specific, but number one on the list, they're talking about the populist movement across Europe. So they're very concerned about what's happening in Italy because, again, it could be the example that could set the stage for the rest of the continent. So absolutely monumental developments, and nobody's talking about it. It should be one of the biggest stories on the planet now. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody was really even talking about it last week when they literally tried to have a bloodless coup and install a technocrat. Absolutely incredible situation. Now, you've probably seen the news about Miss America. Contestants will no longer be judged on personal appearances. That's right. Gretchen Carlson, who is now apparently the head of Miss America, has basically said that it's more important what comes out of their mouths. That's what we should care about. I mean, after all, it's not like this is a beauty pageant, is it? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a beauty pageant. These women are supposed to be judged on their attractiveness, on their physical appearance, on their beauty. That's the whole point. This is the depths of stupidity have not been plumbed until we saw this story today. I mean, we've had the stories about banning grid girls, the NFL discussing now banning cheerleaders, they're banning booth babes all across the Western world. Now, Miss America contestants will no longer be judged on personal appearances, but generally speaking, the kind of lame, overforced, virtue-signaling cliches that they can come out with, that's what they're going to be judged on, which, of course, will lead to women who aren't attractive, who are fat and ugly feminists, trying to take part in this and trying to win it, and some of them probably will win it if this is the new standard for beauty. Contestants will be asked to, quote, demonstrate their passion, intelligence, and overall understanding of the job of Miss America, which, of course, is completely dull and boring. Nobody will watch that. They've banned the swimsuit contest. They've banned the evening gown contest. Nobody is going to watch your stupid beauty pageant if it's not even a beauty pageant. You utter idiots. But again, we've seen this elsewhere, haven't we? We've seen it with the NFL, kneeling in front of the anthem. We've seen it in the awards shows, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, where they've turned them into basically a mechanism to amplify cliched, woke social justice narratives. And how did Americans respond? How did they respond to the NFL controversy? They turned away in their droves. How did they respond to the Golden Globes, to the Oscars? Lowest ratings ever. This ain't going to work. They're literally committing suicide so they can have some kind of lame virtue signaling moment that nobody even cares about. The changes a part of an effort to bring the contest in line with the Me Too movement, which of course now we know has been completely exploited and exaggerated to basically denounce everyone as guilty until proven innocent, to the point where now 25% of US millennial men think that asking a girl out on a date is sexual harassment. Yeah, how's that going to go? How's that going to go? With marriage rates already declining, fertility rates declining, people not having kids anymore, how's that going to work out for you? Carlson, who, by the way, was a very poor Fox News host, she's probably the worst one there, said, "We've heard from a lot of young women who say we'd love to be a part of your program, but we don't want to be out there in high heels and a swimsuit." That's the point! So guess what? You don't have to do that anymore. Oh, okay. So why don't we apply this to everything? Why don't we say, oh, by the way, those long jumpers, you know, the long jumpers in the Olympics, we're not going to judge it anymore on how long they can jump. No, we're going to judge it on the kind of speech they give beforehand. We're not going to judge Olympic swimmers on how well they swim. We're not going to judge the 100 meters race on who gets to 100 meters the quickest. No, we're going to judge it on who can recite feminist slam poetry the quickest. This is the race to the bottom in terms of quality, and it's utterly, utterly stupid. But again, I've talked about it before. We had the grid girls, we had the booth babes, we had the cheerleaders going. Now this is going the same way. The whole point of Miss America is the enjoyment of objective standards of beauty, and that's what this is all about. It's about fat, ugly feminists, it's about far-left social justice warriors launching war on objective beauty standards because they literally think there's a giant patriarchal conspiracy which has been, you know, foisted on the world in coordination, in a conspiracy with the beauty industry, that these objective standards of beauty, you know, women who are have an attractive face, have an attractive body, work out, are physically in shape, have certain hip-to-waist ratios, which again, scientifically proven to have objective standards of beauty, they literally think that's a giant conspiracy that people got behind closed doors and talked about for decades, and that that's why men are attracted to attractive women. They literally think that, and this is the kind of intersectional insanity that is now ruining everything. They won't be satisfied until they've ruined absolutely everything. They won't be satisfied until their puritanical jihad against fun is complete. Now, as I write in the article, you know, what's next? Is, you know, Miss America? Miss? Sounds pretty transphobic to me. Why don't we have hordes of fat, hairy men? Why aren't they allowed to enter, given that attractiveness is no longer an advantage, okay? You're saying that attractiveness, personal appearance, no longer matters. Where are the fat, hairy men? I mean, maybe I can enter. And, you know, given that that's not a standard for victory, attractiveness, anyone can win. Absolutely anyone can win. So again, the intersectional nonsense that they've tried to inject into everything. You see it across the board. You see it in sport. You see it in Hollywood. You see it in award shows. You even see it in art, where now a piece of art isn't judged on its objective beauty or the skill or craft that went into it. It's judged on whether or not it has the right social justice message. They're turning everything into an amplification device for their narrative, for their insane propaganda, which fundamentally is an attack on the family and an attack on basic, normal biology. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back after the break. Infowars.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the final segment of the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Now, before the break, we were talking about the Miss America contest. Contestants to be no longer judged on personal appearance. Now, the studio reminded me of this video that we have, which we're going to roll now. Because it's very appropriate, given what Gretchen Carlson said, to justify this move, where not only are they banning the swimsuit contest and the evening gown contest, they're saying that the contestants will no longer be judged on their personal beauty in a beauty pageant, but they will be judged on, according to Gretchen Carlson, what comes out of their mouths, because according to her, that's what we care about. Let's listen to what came out of the mouth of one beauty contestant. I think this was Miss Teen USA in this infamous clip. Let's roll it.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have them, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Okay, so we're being told that we should judge beauty pageant contestants based not on their appearance, but on what comes out of their mouths. According to Gretchen Carlson, that's what we should care about. Well, that's what comes out of their mouths, and that's not the point, is it? Literally no one cares what comes out of their mouths unless they say something stupid, because we're not trying to find the next rocket scientist. We're not trying to find the next brain surgeon. We're trying to find Miss America, the most attractive woman. Of course, there are other categories, but the beauty, the attractiveness, the personal appearance has to be prime amongst them, given that it's a beauty pageant. And again, they say, oh, we need to provide good role models for young women. So provide those too. You can provide academic, you can provide intellectual role models for young women, as well as having beauty pageants. Those two things can exist in the same world, you utter morons. And again, the sum goal of this, the sum objective, the eventual consequence would be to take away opportunities from attractive young women who maybe aren't the most intelligent, but are intelligent enough to use their looks to get ahead in life. And why would anyone deprive them of that? If you're an actual feminist, why are you trying to deprive women of opportunities? Again, they put out a tweet today, the official Miss America Twitter account, where they showed a bikini going up in smoke with the hashtag bye bye bikini. Well, I don't know about bye bye bikini. I think it's going to be bye bye viewers for you, because the American people have spoken when you've tried to insert this lame, floppy virtue signaling crap into everything else. They've rejected it time and time again. People are sick of social justice, of intersectional nonsense being injected into absolutely everything when they're trying to watch a football game, when they're trying to watch a beauty pageant, when they're trying to get away from politics for 5 frigging minutes, and they can't because you just keep shoving it down their throats. Bye-bye bikini. No, bye-bye viewers. Bye-bye Miss America. Absolutely. Moving on, what's happening in the UK, we have another poll out of the UK today, which kind of relates to this. This is a headline out of Westminster. 66% of Brits think political correctness has gone too far. Every day now in the mainstream media, the talk is of being offended or something being banned. Back in the real world, though, Brits have had enough of BS political correctness that all too often stifles debate, comedy and fun and beauty pageants. Number-crunching politics polling firm CapX has found that 66% of Brits think political correctness has gone too far, only 9% saying it hasn't gone far enough. Now, these figures include 41% who say that it has gone much too far, and an additional 25% saying it has gone a little too far. So you're talking about the clear majority of the British people who think that political correctness has gone too far, yet the point that this article makes, again, is it's that 9%, that hardcore 9% that's permanently offended over absolutely everything, they're the ones who the companies apologise to. They're the ones who create the mass mob outrage online campaigns to shame, to silence people into basically cowardice, rolling over, grovelling, genuflecting to these idiots who don't have any real power, but just because there's a few of them and they're noisy about it, people cave, people back down. People need to stop caving and backing down to these idiots because they're nowhere near the majority. They're a tiny minority and they should be completely ignored. Now, over in France, we have a fake news law being passed. This is out of AFP. France's fake news law leaves media experts uneasy. France is the latest country attempting to fight the scourge of fake news with legislation, but opponents say the law won't work and could even be used to silence critics. Now, they're calling it an attempt by the government. This is actually what the government said. They're talking about manipulation of information in the run-up to elections, and they want to have the power to stop manipulation of information. Now, of course, that is so vague that it could be used blanket style to silence dissent, to silence alternative information, to silence scandalous information potentially about political candidates, about establishment political candidates. So we're seeing this across the board. Of course, the EU is threatening to fine people who don't remove fake news within 24 hours. Facebook has had a system where people can flag fake news. It completely backfired. It only made that news go more viral. Now, of course, there are fake news websites that put out genuinely fake news. But what they're trying to do with this is apply it in a vague, slapdash fashion. So, again, it silences conservative content. And it's in the algorithm. I've said it over and over again. We're all slaves to the algorithm. The studies show that they can shift millions of votes prior to elections simply based on what search results come up first in terms of negativity and positivity towards a certain political candidate or a certain political party. I mean, I can barely even find news articles that I've written that I'm trying to reference while writing a new news article on Google because they've buried them in the algorithm so much. You can put in the exact headline into the search bar. You can put my name, you can put Infowars.com, and it still doesn't find it because they've buried Infowars.com in the algorithm. They're doing the exact same thing on Facebook. This is the war of the algorithm. This is what will decide future elections, and this is why, to some extent, these monopolies, which are not free market, need to be regulated, and people need to have an internet bill of rights. Now, speaking about Europe again, this is out of Breitbart. Dunkirk lorry driver stabbed by migrants trying to break into Britain. A lorry driver has been seriously injured by two migrants who were trying to break into his vehicle for a ride to Britain at the rest stop near Dunkirk. This was a Lithuanian who was taking a break after several hours of driving at a rest area in the town of Craywick in France when he heard noises in his truck. Basically, they ambushed him, they stabbed him, trying to get a free ride. Again, last week we had a story about female truck drivers being threatened with rape if they don't let these migrants get on board and sneak into the country. They raised the Calais migrant camp. They just went to different areas of France. They're living on the streets. Paris is basically an open-air migrant camp. They're saying, oh, you can just take over these parks. It's absolute bedlam. The Calais migrant camp itself is slowly coming back into existence. Again, they haven't dealt with the problem, which is why we need governments like the one in Italy, which has vowed to deport 500,000 illegals and stop this insane program of basically being a victim of the EU's threats and intimidation to forcibly take migrants to forcibly erase their own populations. Absolutely incredible situation. Meanwhile, over in Sweden, municipal residents will pray for diversity on their own national day. This is the municipality of Falu, which celebrates National Day, basically Sweden's July the 4th, on Wednesday. But they've been told by the local municipality that instead they will be praying for diversity. Now, let's not forget that Sweden is a country who they appointed as the head of their National Heritage Board, somebody who admitted, who was a Muslim migrant, who admitted that he knew nothing about Swedish heritage, and what little he did know about Swedish heritage was racist. Now, of course, Sweden is in the same boat as Italy to some extent. They've got a big election coming up in September. The nationalists, the anti-mass migration party, are doing really well, and we hope they have massive success. We hope they mirror the example, the fantastic example set by Italy. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. War Room is coming up next. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.